He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Friday morning. It's Friday the 13th. Oh man, I should have stayed in bed. I know I should have stayed in bed. What kind of day will we have in the market today? Well, it's flat right now, so let's hope it stays that way at least here. We've got the Dow actually up a few points. We're up 14 points right now on the Dow. The Dow is at 15,753. We've got the S&P 500 up 1 point, 1776. Wasn't that a famous year, 1776? I feel like putting my hand over my heart here and saying the Pledge of Allegiance. The NASDAQ is up 9 to 4,007 right now. Gold bugs are getting a little bit something to cheer about here this morning. Gold's up 0.6%. That's $7 per ounce. Gold is at $12.32 per ounce. Crude oil. Wow, what happened? 91.52? I only wonder if that's a right print. I thought it was just at $97, $98 per barrel. Maybe I'll get a break when I fill up my car today at the local gas station. How are those interest rates behaving themselves? Not too well. They're still taking people to the woodshed. The 10-year yield is at 2.87%. I don't think we'll see 3 by the end of the year. But we began the year around 2. And a rise to 2.87 has just been devastating to folks in the bond market. Hopefully your guy or your gal kept you out of the bond market in 2013. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Well, it was a wild and wacky week, as it usually is, but a little wackier than normal. You know, what's dominating the headlines is taper talk. And it should, because I believe that going forward, the future to this almost five-year-old bull market lies right in the hands of the Fed. And, of course, we'll have a new head of the Fed here soon, Janet Yellen. And I don't know, according to all everything I read, she is more of a dove than Bernanke was. And Bernanke was about as dovish as you can get. So we'll see how long they hold off. They can't keep filling the punch bowl forever, the punch bowl that's made Wall Street drunk with glee and giddiness and has propelled the market to new all-time highs and leaving in its wake those that refuse to take advantage of a gift horse. Instead, they look a gift horse in the mouth and they shake their fist and say, you know what, I'm not participating in this phony market that's being propped up by the Fed. I'm not taking part in this bull market that's now up 170% since March of 2009. I'm not being sucked in. What do I look like, a sucker? I'm sitting here in cash and in gold and in inflation-protected bonds and commodities. Things that will protect me from the inflation monster. You know, the inflation monster could very well rear its ugly head at some point in time. But it hasn't for a long, long time. And that's made for favorable, smooth waters to navigate through in the stock market. Now, India has the opposite problem. India's got the stagflation problem. One of the reasons why I don't own any India companies or any ETFs that follow the index over in India, I've made money in India before, but this has not been a year for emerging markets. Inflation in India is 11.2%. Ouch! And their growth is very tepid. 1 or 2% if they're lucky. When you have high inflation and slow growth, we call that stagflation. It's deadly. It's deadly on your pocketbook. Not only is your pay not going up, but what you pay out is rapidly outpacing what's coming in. We're setting ourselves up for something. Look, you can't be fiscally irresponsible. It's going to come back to haunt you at some point in time. Look at Ireland. Ireland got into a huge mess. Ireland's unemployment rate soared to over 15%. Ireland, growth, no growth. People were fleeing Ireland. There were no jobs in Ireland. What did they have to do in Ireland? They had to get their fiscal house in order. Now, that's not a radical thought. You run a family. Maybe you run a small business. We all know that we have to balance our budgets. But somehow, we're supposed to look the other way and say, you know what? City, county, state, country, you guys go ahead. You get a special pass. You don't have to do what we have to do as individual families. Again, that's not a radical thought. That's not a controversial thought. Don't call me a right-wing nut because I just think that we should be fiscally responsible. You know what? I mean, that's the backbone of business. That's the backbone of the real world. Is being at least at break even, or something bad happens. Something bad will happen if we aren't fiscally responsible as individuals or as businesses. Businesses close all the time. They close their doors. They go BK. I think the restaurant industry is a minefield. I can usually tell by going there once to a new restaurant. I can usually predict the date as to when they'll say we're closed. We had a little place down the street here in downtown San Diego. There's a couple lessons to be learned from this, I believe. Now, there's some big lunch traffic in San Diego. We've got the courthouses right across the street from me, a couple big courthouses, and then the federal courthouse, which is like 90 stories high. I don't know. They must be putting away a lot of people these days. And we've got all these office buildings downtown, and it seems like you can't get on the elevator at noontime. Of course, I get on the elevator at 1 when the market's closed, and I'm usually going off to do my exercise. But there's a big lunch trade in town, and maybe once a week I'll go with my crew out for lunch with them, just to get to know them again, you know, because I'm kind of locked in my room looking at stock charts during the market and wheeling and dealing. I go out to lunch with them. There was a new place down the street, Meatball Cucina. Well, I like meatballs just as much as the next guy. A little bit of nice sauce, a little bit of a marinara sauce, maybe on a nice roll or something with a little Caesar salad. I'm happy. So I said, okay, guys, let's go to the Meatball Cucina and try it out. Well, it was doing pretty good business because it had just opened. It was the new kid in town. But, you know, you have to run a business and be fiscally responsible. There's a lot to running a business. And I ate there once with the crew, and I said, give these guys about 6 months, and they'll be out of business. Why? Because they have lousy meatballs, and they're not pricing them right. They're way too expensive for the lunch crowd here. Well, the business lasted about 6 months. You know, I'm running by it the other day, and I notice there's nobody in it. And there's a sign in the door, and it says, we're temporarily closed. Yeah, temporary? I don't think you'll ever open again. They didn't know how to run a business. They didn't know how to create a product that people want. They didn't know how to take in more money than they were putting out. And obviously, they finally had to wave the white flag, quit paying the rent, tell everybody to go home, not to come into work tomorrow, And it's just one more sad tale of a failed business endeavor. Being fiscally responsible and learning how to take in a little bit more than you put out, then you can put some away for a rainy day, which is going to come along just as sure as you're sitting there. That's the responsible thing to do. I don't think anybody can debate that. I don't see how printing money in the basement is the way to go. Well, let's take a look at some best stocks now when we come back. All right, this is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With BeSafe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless BeSafe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
We'll be right back. And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Professional Money Manager Bill Gunderson. Well, this has been a year for U.S. stocks, domestic stocks. It hasn't been a year for the India Index or the China Index or the Latin America Index. In fact, it's been a very poor year for those markets. Europe's done okay, about half of what the U.S. has done. But if you've been focused here in the United States in 2013, that's been the sweet spot in the world. And I've had you focused 100% in the United States this year. And that's how we've been able to put up some superior returns here in the markets in 2013. It also has not been a year for fixed income or the bond market. It's had a terrible year. I've kept you out of the bond market. It's not been a good year for precious metals. It's been a terrible year for precious metals, down 25%. I've kept you out of precious metals. And I'm not anti-precious metals. I think there may be a time, once again, where precious metals will shine and they'll play a role in boosting our portfolio performance. But you know what? We take it a day at a time. And as we sit here today, it's still a U.S. stock market, 100%. No bond, no precious metals, no emerging market portfolio that I run here at Gunderson Capital Management. And it will change at some point in the future, but I won't change until the markets change, until the environment in the world changes, until the interest rate picture changes, until the U.S. dollar picture changes, and then things will start to shake up a little bit and we'll have to go elsewhere. Maybe we'll have to own three or four asset classes at that point in time. I don't know. We just take it every day. We take a look at where the markets are at and we act accordingly. And I've said many times, there's the real world and there's the world that we think should be out there. Fortunately, we live in the real world. And so we have to learn to deal and live and prosper and thrive in the real world that we face every single day. The real world is a slap in the face in the morning when I open the door, start trotting off to work. Yeah, I mean, it's dark and it's cold and I can see my breath. That's the real world. And the real world is still U.S. stocks. And more specifically, technology stocks. They've had a great year. The NASDAQ has been number three or four all year long as far as the indexes around the world. And as far as an asset class, I call the NASDAQ, I separate out the NASDAQ as an asset class. And it's been up there in the top realm all year long, along with other high-flying sectors like biotech, pharmaceuticals, social media, etc. And social media has been a very good area of the market to be invested in 2013. I've told you how important it is to a restaurant to have a good Yelp review. This little restaurant that I was talking about that closed, that focused and specialized in meatballs, unfortunately, I didn't think the meatballs were very good. And if you're going to have a restaurant called Meatball Cucina, you better have good meatballs. Nah, that's just my way of thinking. I don't know. And I sent out a little Yelp saying I didn't care for it. And I read other Yelpers, and the overall grade was like 2, okay? These social media outlets are very, very important. I told you about my experience on a trip where I got a hotel room and the air conditioning didn't work and it was 92 degrees. And it wasn't the cheapest hotel around. And I had a bad experience and I went on TripAdvisor and my experience changed real fast because they took care of Mr. Gunderson before he left from that brief little work vacation. These are important areas of the world these days. One stock that I own that's not exactly a new one, but one that is thriving right now. It's a large cap U.S. stock. Where are they headquartered? They got to be in the Bay Area. Sunnyvale. Yeah, Sunnyvale, California. Yahoo! With an exclamation point. Yahoo is a $40 billion company. You know, I remember in the early days of the internet, I remember we used to do all our searches on Yahoo. If I'm not mistaken, I mean, they were the first dominant search engine. And then along came Google. And Yahoo kind of lost their place in the search engine, but they've always been there. They've always been a popular landing page for people. Yahoo is a major player. Yahoo went with the new CEO about a year and a half ago. And what can I say? She's produced results. You can't argue with results. It's now a $40 billion company once again, and Yahoo's hitting new highs. Yahoo had a very bad run, very bad run, and I avoided Yahoo. Yahoo went clear down to $8 per share back in 2008. And in fact, as recently as last year, it was a $14 stock. And Yahoo is now a $40 stock, and that's really boosted its performance. It gives it the performance numbers now that I require in the stocks that I buy. Over the last 5 years, when all is said and done, Yahoo has delivered 25% per year to investors. Over the last 3 years, 32%. And get this, over the last 12 months under the new CEO, the stock is up 102%. It's doubled. Therefore, it gets a momentum grade of A. The Investor's Business Daily gives it a relative strength ranking of 95, meaning that it's stronger right now than 95% of the other stocks in the market. It passes my performance test currently. The valuation test is a little bit tricky, but Yahoo has been growing their earnings by about 25% per year. Yahoo is expected to make $1.66 in earnings over the next 12 months, actually for the fiscal year 2014. When I take that $1.66 and grow it by the consensus growth rate that's out there on the street amongst the analysts that follow Yahoo, and then when I apply a multiple that I think is appropriate for a company like Yahoo, a dominant player in the internet space, I come up with a five-year target price of $70 per share, and the stock's currently trading at about $40 per share. So it still has, in my opinion, it still has significant upside potential. It passes the valuation test. Lastly, that all-important test, the visual test, the analysis of stock trends. At any given time, a stock is in a sideways trend, which is blah. It's in a downtrend, which is avoidable. It's in a topping out trend, which is dangerous. Or it's in a nice uptrend. Yahoo's been in a nice uptrend since it broke out in July of this year. And then it broke out again in late September of this year. And then it broke out again in mid-November of this year. Of the 3,765 companies, stocks, ETFs, mutual funds, indexes that I track in my database, Yahoo comes in at number 118. And it's a stock that I currently own in my conservative large cap growth accounts. Not a recommendation, just an example of a best stock now. This is Bill Gunderson. Come back. We'll talk about another one here when we come back. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to, and the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son, and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out, and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California, where we do things a little bit differently. At least in my mind, I don't run into a lot of colleagues, or I don't read a lot of articles, or I don't listen to a lot of radio shows or read articles or see guys on TV that do what we do. We are not asset allocators here. I'm not going to put your name and your questionnaire into my computer and have it spit out a formula that is your asset allocation that we're going to tweak twice a year. In my mind, anybody can do that. I don't know. That's just me. Why do I want to own asset classes that are underwater and out of favor and have major headwinds, like the bond market with rising interest rates? Why do I want to own an asset class that needs wild inflation, that needs all kinds of things to happen to really start appreciating again? That happens to be gold. It also needs a falling dollar. It needs a dollar that's getting trashed. And it's just not happening. At some point in time, it may happen. But in the meantime, I want to be in the asset classes that are working. And I am not a guy that says buy and hold and stay the course either, because the course changes. And when the course changes, you better change with the course. Fortunately, for over a year now, the course has not changed. And that's enabled us to get on a trend and ride it for all it's worth. And that's a good thing. And when that trend comes to an end, who knows? There may be two or three trends that start to look good once again. Maybe it's gold, a combination of gold, cash, and bonds. I don't know where it's going to be, where the next trend will be. I would just suspect, I mean, logic would tell me that 2014, I'm not a prediction guy, I would think that the U.S. markets won't outperform as much. In fact, maybe it's possible that they'll underperform the emerge. But as we sit here right now, the U.S. markets, stock markets, equities, ownership, not lending money, is still the place to be. And until further notice, it ain't over till it's over. And so, what's the logical next step to take? Okay, U.S. stocks are the best place to be. Great. Okay, I got it. All right. You say mid, small caps. Yeah, and even large caps. I mean, large caps are having a good year, too. Look at the Dow. Look at the S&P. It's up 26%. The logical next step is to own the best stocks within that asset class. If the best asset class was bonds, the bond market, well, you'd want to choose amongst the most favorable. Is it muni bonds? Is it corporate bonds? Is it long-term bonds? Is it short-term bonds? Is it intermediate-term bonds? Is it foreign bonds? Sovereign debt, okay? You want to own the very best within the asset class. So it just makes total sense, logical sense, in my mind, once we've identified the top asset classes, to now go digging into those asset classes and finding the very best. I gave one example in the first half of a large cap stock that's flourishing right now. The name of that stock is Yahoo. And it's a stock that's ranked in my top 150 in my Best Stocks Now app. Now, today I'll be publishing, this weekend I'll be publishing my newsletter. And I'm going to show you first, I'm going to lead you right through it. Here is the best asset class to be in right now. And if there's any others, I'll bring it to your attention. And here's what that asset class looks like right now. We'll take a look at some short-term charts, some long-term charts. And here's the areas, the sectors within that asset class that look good right now. And then, of course, I have the 3-4 model portfolios that have done very well this year. I have a conservative growth model portfolio, an aggressive growth, one for income, and a mutual fund model portfolio for those of you who have 401ks. Hopefully, I've helped you propel your 401k to new highs this year. You should be sitting at or near new all-time highs in your 401k. If you've been listening to me at all, if you focused on being 100% invested in stocks this year, if you've stayed away from the cash, if you stayed away from the fixed income and the stable value, and the international, and you said, you know what, Gunderson has told me American stocks. Let's look at my choices in my 401k. What are the best choices? Okay, I see a small cap fund. I see a mid cap growth fund. He's talked a lot about that. Let's just park it here until it's over. You've had a phenomenal year if you've done that. And you're continuing to have a phenomenal year. And we don't know how much longer it's going to last. But it ain't over till it's over. And when it's over, we'll go somewhere else and we'll protect our gains. And we'll try to make money in other areas of the market that start rising at some point in time in the future. Okay, another good example. best stock now. This one's been beaten up a little bit lately. This stock was recently about $320 per share. It's pulled back to about $270. It's $50 per share off of its high. I still think it has the potential to be the next big pharma. And it already is a pretty big pharma. It's a $27 billion company. And it's not one that's breaking out and hitting new highs. It's one that's pulled back considerably here recently. And yesterday, I couldn't resist anymore. And some of the new money that's come in recently here to Gunderson Capital Management, which I start deploying as pretty soon as almost as soon as it gets here. Sometimes there's nothing to buy for a week or two. Other times I find something. I say, you know what? There's one. And we go and take a position in it. And I added a little bit yesterday with the new accounts that have come in. I bought some Regeneron Pharmaceuticals on this big pullback that it's undergone. I don't know if it's going to continue to pull back, if this is the support level. I just think it has tremendous potential. It's already racked up some huge numbers back in Tarrytown, New York. Regeneron is one of the stocks of the decade. Regeneron gets a performance grade, a very rare bird that gets a performance grade of A+. Why? Because over the last 10 years, Regeneron, R-E-G-N, has delivered 36% per year. They also have a very full pipeline of drug candidates. Regeneron, over the last 5 years, is probably one of the top three or four stocks in the entire market. It's delivered 75% per year. And over the last 3 years, Regeneron is probably the king of the three-year cycle. Regeneron has delivered 108% per year. Oh, it's been a choppy ride. It's not a smooth one. It's not linear. There's some volatility involved along the way. Look at the recent volatility. It's pulled back from 320 to 270. Let's hope it doesn't start breaking down and breaking its trend. If it does, then we'll move on and wait for a better day in Regeneron. Because sometimes sentiment swamps fundamentals and potential. It just does. And until sentiment improves, look at Apple, from 705 down to 385. You could have argued the fundamentals all you wanted. The sentiment had soured on Apple, and that shows up in the technical pattern. And Apple was a sell at some point after it rolled over at 705. I got out of it, finally found a bottom, started bottoming, building a base, and then started breaking out to the upside, just like Netflix did. Well, Regeneron's in a little bit of a pullback phase right now. But if you squint your eyes and you look at the big picture, it's still in an overall uptrend. I like the valuation on Regeneron, especially if they can grow their earnings by 32% per year, which is the consensus analyst estimate right now. And when I take those earnings estimates next year of $5.64, grow them by 32% per year, and apply a multiple that I think is appropriate for a stock of this nature, I come up with a target price of about $550 per share. The stock's currently at $270. I believe it's half price right now. That doesn't guarantee that it's going to double over the next 5 years. The probabilities are, however, leaning your way a little bit right now. I never make any one position more than 3 or 4% of my overall portfolio. Regeneron currently has a very good track record. In fact, one of the best in the entire market. The valuation has gotten a bit cheaper here. The chart is not all that great. But you know what? With a track record like that, boy, I think the potential is still there. Regeneron's a company I own here at Gunderson Capital Management, one of the 30 in my conservative growth accounts. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com. Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak.
That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, we'll have a newsletter coming out this weekend. You can get four free issues by going to my website, which is pwstreet.com. The four free issues include all of my model portfolios, any changes, obviously, that I've made during the week. The aggressive growth portfolio as of last week, I believe, was up 37%. The mutual fund model portfolio, which is for those folks that have 401ks at work, was up over 30%. And the income portfolio. Now, this is the one I'm the most proud of. Why? Because this has been a terrible year for income investors. Where are you going to get your income? You can go downstairs. We have a bank on the first floor, Chase Manhattan Bank, J.P. Morgan. I guess it's not Chase Manhattan anymore. And I can get a one-year CD for about 1%. We've done the math on that. What, 1%? Well, that doubles your money every 72 years. That ain't going to cut it for income. You can buy bonds where you're going to get your 4 or 5%, but as interest rates continue to tick higher, they're now at 2.87% and continuing to tick higher, tick, 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 you're going to lose principal. I don't like that. I don't want to have my income offset by a loss in principal, so instead, I've gone to the best place there is in the market today, the stock market, equities, ownership, and collected dividends all year on stocks, superior stocks that pay dividends. That thing's up about 16% so far this year. Is your income account up 16% this year? And when it changes and we'll go somewhere else. But I'm very, very proud of the performance and the returns that we've been able to rack up here in 2013, and every week it's meticulously, if there's one added or one deducted or one changed, we meticulously keep track of each and every thing that we do week by week. It's transparent. It is what it is. I put my neck on the line. If the performance was terrible, then the performance is terrible. And you'd say, I don't want that guy's app. Why do I want his app? Doesn't work. He can kiss my app. I don't want his newsletter. Why would I want his newsletter? It sucks. You know, and there's a lot of newsletter writers that over the long haul, their newsletters have done terrible. I mentioned Granville and Howard Ruff, who averaged like 4% over the long haul. Very poor performance. Let their readers down, in my opinion. Cost their readers and their followers a lot of money. They would never change their position. They stood firmly in their beliefs. Fortunately, they took a lot of people down with them. You have to be willing to change. You have to be willing to admit when you're wrong. If you're a bear and the market is telling you it's bullish, you got to change your stance. And if you're bullish, you can't remain permanently bullish either. Nobody's going to pick the top and nobody's going to pick the bottom, but at least you can tell which way the direction is and be on the right side of the market for a change. Wake up on the sunny side, right? Enjoy, because this has been a wonderful opportunity to pad our 401ks, to pad our IRAs, to pad our Roths, to pad our college funds. And these opportunities, believe me, are few and far between. And if you don't take advantage of these opportunities when they come along, you're going to really regret it. Because pretty soon this opportunity that we've had, which is now 4.5 years old, who knows, it could go 7 years. A lot of thought out there that the market runs in basically 7-year cycles, okay? So we just take it a day at a time. But when those opportunities come along, boy, you better take advantage of them. Because when they're gone, they're gone. And it may be another 7 years or 5 years or 3 years before that opportunity comes along again. And you'll be saying, I missed the boat. Don't miss the boat. Get on the boat. And when the boat starts to change direction, then it's time to pull into port. Go to a safe harbor for a while. I'm not going to be able to call the exact top of the market, but I think we'll start to see the leadership crumble. I think we'll start to see growth slow. More importantly, and the key is, we'll see the Fed saying the economy is back on its feet, therefore we don't need to provide as much stimulus as we've been providing to this market as we have been in the past. We can now start to decrease and taper back on our massive bond purchase program, which is now QE3, Quantitative Easing 3, and that probably will cause the market to shiver and catch a major cold, and then it will be time to do something else for a while. And more than likely, the opportunity that has presented itself will have then diminished considerably. So until then, we're running like you know what here at Gunderson Capital Management, taking advantage of this opportunity that has presented itself. It's a gift horse, and I'm taking it, and I'm riding it for all it's worth. But the door is open. I have 1 foot in the door, and I have 1 foot out of the door. And I wouldn't say that that's my stance on the entire market. That's my stance on the individual stocks that I own. I'm not married to Yahoo or Regeneron. If they start to let me down, and if the trends start to change, and if the performance starts to drop, and if on a relative basis other things start to pass them by, and they just don't look good anymore, then it's time to move on, one at a time. You have to make a lot of small decisions as opposed to big decisions in the market. The drama kings and the drama queens who go all the cash. I'm sitting in cash right now. I was at a party last night. A lot of people there. I talked to a few. I was kind of watching the Charger game out of the corner of my eye, which I'm happy about. But a lot of people said, oh, I've been sitting in cash all year. Where do you think I should be? I think you should get my newsletters. What I think you should do, pwstreet.com, or give me a call at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based, registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.